It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's been said that desperate times call for desperate measures. A current example of this might be the Pittsburgh mayor's race. The leading contenders are City Councilman Bill Peduto and former State Auditor General Jack Wagner. The latest polls show they are in a virtual dead heat, which may explain why each candidate has rolled out negative campaign ads attacking the other. Joining us to talk about this particular bit of political strategy and whether it's necessary to go negative is Bob Oltmans. Mr. Oltmans is the president of the OPR Group, a public relations consultancy in Pittsburgh. He's been a major public relations advisor and senior counselor to major corporations for more than 30 years. He's also an adjunct professor of public relations at Carnegie Mellon University and Duquesne University. He joins us in Studio A. Bob Oltmans, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Good to be here, Paul.
And if you have a comment or question for our guest, you can call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at ESSPGH and follow the conversation at #EPLive. What do you think of negative campaign ads? Have they ever altered your opinion of the candidate being attacked? 412-246-2002, the number to call. Bob Oltmans, is it necessary to go negative?
Well, despite the fact that everybody says they despise negative advertising in political campaigns, the fact of the matter is that they do move the numbers. No candidate willingly wants to go negative. It's unfortunately a necessary fact of life and political life. And you only go negative when you are behind in the polls.
So who fires the first shot then?
Whoever is behind in the polls. And in this case, I think we saw about a month ago, Bill Peduto was behind in the polls by 10 to 12 points. That's a big gap to close. With at the time, there was only about 6 to 8 weeks left in the primary campaign. Councilman or Mr. Wagner accused him of being a desperate candidate. That's probably not too far from the truth. To be that far behind is almost an insurmountable deficit to close. But by going negative, I think the evidence has shown, as you just pointed out, they're in a statistical dead heat. The negative ads have had some effect.
So Peduto was behind, and now he's actually ahead within – by some polls show that Peduto's ahead of Wagner, but it's within the margin of error. So it's a virtual dead heat, but Peduto may have, in fact, accomplished this with his ad, the first negative ad of the campaign, criticizing Jack Wagner for having voted for his own salary and pension increases while a state senator and castigating his support for the Corbyn administration's budget policies. First of all, this gets trotted out a lot. He voted for a raise. He voted to increase the pension.
Right.
Don't they all, wouldn't we if we were in the same position?
Well, there's a lot of liberal interpretation going on when you design a negative ad like this. You seize on anything you can grasp onto and run with it. And I think that's true in both cases. One of the criticisms of the Jack Wagner ad is that it was crafted by a Republican advertising agency that was famous for the Swift boat ads and the John Kerry campaign.
Right, which would seem to be almost unconscionable for someone who's running under the shingle of Democrat. But and we'll get to that. But continuing with this Peduto ad, this is a 30-second ad. They jam a lot into these things. And he says that – he goes on to say in his ad, Peduto's ad attacking Wagner, that the former – State Auditor General sided with Republicans when they cut Meals on Wheels for seniors and asserts that he wanted to cut health care for 100,000 people, even including children. That's a direct quote. That makes Jack Wagner sound pretty heartless.
Well, sure. That's the objective, is to make him sound like the Darth Vader of politics, as any candidate running an opposition ad would run. But, if you were in a general campaign, not a primary, you would say that a Democrat siding with Republicans is reaching across the aisle in the spirit of bipartisanship. But that's not the way a game is played in a primary. So, in a primary, you run as far to the extreme to secure your base. And then once you get the nomination, you run as fast as you can to the center. So for now, Both sides are running as far to the Democratic base as they can to seize on any nugget or crumb of information that they can use to exploit and turn it inside out in the hope of energizing and exercising the emotions of the undecideds in this campaign. And that's where this battleground is. There's probably 48% of the electorate that has already made up their minds that they're going to vote for Jack Wagner, and 48% have decided they're going to vote for Bill Peduto. It's that middle 4% that all of this is being focused on.
So now let's talk about what Jack Wagner did or what somebody did on his behalf attacking Peduto. And would, as Wagner says, would he have gone negative if Peduto hadn't done it first?
Probably not, because there really was no reason for him to go negative because he was so far comfortably ahead in the polls. And you never want to be the guy that fires the first shot, because then you can get branded with the accusation of he turned this into a negative campaign.
Which Wagner has said about Peduto.
Correct.
So then, but then it works for Peduto. He pulls even, and so then Wagner, there's an ad on behalf of Wagner that attacks Peduto, and let's listen to a clip. This is financed by the Committee for a Better Pittsburgh.
Bill Peduto wants to be mayor of Pittsburgh, but Peduto only seems to care about his own district. Peduto was the only council member to vote against helping Homewood seniors.
Voting against Homewood seniors. Apparently, this could be considered a little misleading.
A little bit, since this is a meeting that the Homewood seniors wanted to have. And what I find really befuddling about this whole ad message is that Bill Peduto was elected to represent the constituents in his district, but the ad accuses him of representing the needs of the members of his district. So that's what he was supposed to do. So the campaign falls short of really seizing on anything that's truly defensible as negative and running with it. Basically, Peduto was being accused of doing his job.
And in the meantime, people are wondering, well, who is behind this? If Jack Wagner didn't pay for the ad and claims that he had nothing to do with it, then who was behind it? Who is running this Committee for a Better Pittsburgh? It turns out, it's been reported, that the current mayor, Luke Ravenstahl, is behind the ads attacking Mr. Peduto. And Mr. Ravenstahl did not deny this. In online comments he posted, he says, quote, truth is, no one is hiding anything, nor has attempted to. I have personally been the chairman of this committee since its inception. In fact, its chairman and intentions are much more transparent than your rag of a newspaper. At least I'm honest and truthful about my support and don't attempt to hide behind a mantle of a, quote, newspaper, end quote, and end quote. That's Luke Ravenstahl. Wow.
Well, Benjamin Franklin a long time ago said, never pick a fight with someone who buys ink by the barrel. But the mayor, because he's not running for anything right now, has chosen to let it all hang out and has taken a full swing at the Post-Gazette on its own website, which I just thought was astounding gesture on his part.
Wouldn't it be simple for Mr. Ravenstahl to endorse Jack Wagner rather than funding negative campaign ads?
Well, you would think that would be the usual script in these right. circumstances. But I think with some of the baggage that the mayor is carrying around with him, including the slush fund and the chief of police's resignation and the FBI investigation, there may be more of a negative stigma attached to a mayoral endorsement than a benefit. So I think that's probably why Mr. Wagner has chosen not to ask for the mayor's full-throated endorsement.
And even if an endorsement from Mayor Ravenstahl didn't come with any negative connotations, apparently Jack Wagner wouldn't want the endorsement anyway, because these two don't particularly like each other. Jack Wagner has been critical of Mayor Ravenstahl. So is this more about Mayor Ravenstahl attacking a critic of his in Councilman Bill Peduto?
Could be, but I think it's interesting now that Mr. Wagner is running as fast as he can away from anything to do with the mayor, and has taken the correct position of trying to be the adult in the room, of making both Peduto and Ravenstahl look like inexperienced politicians. You know, the old Ronald Reagan debate line, I refuse to let my opponent's youthful inexperience be a factor in this campaign. Wagner is trying to look like the seasoned veteran in politics, the one with the most experience, the most maturity, and let these other two guys settle their petty differences somewhere else.
We're talking with Bob Altmans, president of OPR Group, a public relations consultancy in Pittsburgh. He's been a public relations advisor and senior counselor to major corporations for more than 30 years, talking about the mayor's race and the negative attack ads and the wisdom of that strategy in the mayor's race. There's an old saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. As a Democrat, is there any other way to explain why Mayor Ravenstahl would embrace a group that swift-boated, that's now been turned into a verb, swift-boated the candidacy of John Kerry, a Democrat running against George Bush in 2004?
Yeah, I don't know the reason why that particular firm would have been retained for this. You'd have to ask someone inside the Wagner campaign or inside that committee, I suppose. It is probably a bit of an exercise in just finding a good, effective advertising agency, regardless of whether they have alliances to Republicans or Democrats, to produce this ad. The Swift Boat ads, like them or not, made an impact on that election in 2004. So I think they wanted someone who can demonstrate proven results.
So as we look at who is higher on the high road, Peduto now, since he's being attacked, is trying to take the high road. I mean, can he? And if he does, does he look better for taking it?
Well, here's what I think both candidates need to do in order to seize the high road. To my way of thinking, neither of these two candidates yet has answered the question, why do I want to be mayor, which I think the voters will respond to with a whole lot more enthusiasm on election day than anything that's going on with the negative television campaigns. That really is the thing that voters want to hear, because I hate to think that voter turnout is going to be particularly low for this election, because it's a very important election, but I fear that it probably will be, unless one of these two guys gives the voters a reason to come out on election day.
Do the other candidates benefit by staying out of the fray?
Well, I think the other two candidates don't benefit from any of this, because they're so low profile in this campaign as to almost not be a factor. Mr. Wheatley and a couple of the other candidates are just
Richardson.
Mr. Richardson have not really been visible in this campaign, because I don't think they have the war chest to afford television time.
So last question, negative ads, you said, can be effective. They can work for the candidate, but in the end, is this negative campaigning backfiring?
I wish negative campaigning wasn't so, but it is like playing with fire. It can burn you if you don't know what you're doing, because once it's out there, it is very incendiary, not to overdo the metaphor. And in this case, I think the Wagner ad is backfiring on Mr. Wagner.
Bob Altmans is president of OPR Group, a public relations consultancy in Pittsburgh. He's been a major public relations advisor and senior counselor to major corporations for more than 30 years, and he's an adjunct professor of public relations at CMU and Duquesne. Bob Altmans, thank you for being with us.
Good to be here, Paul.
Coming up, Post-Gazette columnist Tony Norman shares his thoughts on NBA player Jason Collins coming out. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.